This informative podcast is brought to you by the Health Ranger Store. Visit healthrangerstore.com/science for a selection of science-backed, laboratory-tested superfoods and nutritional products. Thank you for your support.
Mike Adams.
They're making trillions of dollars off your sickness and disease and suffering, and it's all because that's the model in Washington. It's about who pays for sickness and disease, not about figuring out how to make the population healthy.
The Health Ranger Report.
You want to figure out how to make the population healthy, you ask a guy like me to come in and design a system. And believe me, I would put drug companies out of business.
It's time for the Health Ranger Report.
The Health Ranger Report.
And now from naturalnews.com, here's Mike Adams.
All right, the dirty little secret of the vaccine industry that almost no one dare admit is that vaccines are themselves used to spread infectious disease, in some cases, in order to cause a panic, a public health panic, and create demand for more vaccines, which then enriches the vaccine companies. Now, how do I know this is true? I mean, it sounds like a rather astonishing claim. You would think that if you make a claim like that, it better be true. You better have something to back it up, right? So what do I have to back it up? Well, it turns out that we have documents from inside one of the major vaccine manufacturers, Merck. Two virologists who worked for Merck filed a False Claims Act with the federal government. And in that False Claims Act, they provide the evidence to back up the assertion that I've just stated. And I'll tell that, I'll give you the details of that here in this podcast. Thank you for joining me. This is Mike Adams, the Health Ranger. You can read vaccine news at vaccines.news. And also, I want to encourage you to go to the Truth About Vaccines Summit. You can find the sign-up link at naturalnewssummits.com. And there, I have a special bonus seminar that teaches you how to protect yourself from the aluminum and the mercury that's in vaccines using very simple nutritional interventions that literally protect your brain from those toxic metals. Now, getting back to the vaccine marketing scam, these two virologists that used to work for Merck filed the False Claims Act, and they accused Merck of committing massive scientific fraud. They said that Merck management directed them to spike the blood samples from clinical trial patients with animal antibodies in order to fake the efficacy of the virus. In other words, they were faking that the vaccine worked, and then forwarding that information to the FDA when in fact the blood from the human patients in the clinical trial did not show the antibodies that should have been expected if the vaccine had worked. So they had to get those antibodies from animals and inject them or add them to the blood samples from humans. And that's what they used to trick the FDA. Now, the FDA requires that a vaccine show something like 95% effectiveness, I believe, in order to approve the vaccine. And these Merck virologists knew that their measles, the MMR vaccine, measles, mumps, and rubella, could not show 95% effectiveness. So they had to fake it in order to get the vaccine approved. And in their False Claims Act statement, which we have posted at naturalnews.com, you can just go there, go to naturalnews.com, search for Merck Virologist False Claims Act, and you can see the PDF document filed with the federal government. And in that document, you'll find that they say that they believe these actions in which they participated actually contribute to the outbreak of infectious disease. Now, there's another way that vaccine manufacturers can contribute to outbreaks of infectious disease. And in order to understand that, you first need to know that many vaccines use what are called attenuated viruses. What does attenuated mean? Essentially, it means they're weakened. And they're weakened often by UV light exposure. So they take a vaccine, which is in the form of usually a liquid, sometimes a powder that's later added to a diluent liquid. And they take this, they expose it to UV light to, in essence, denature the proteins of the viral strain. In other words, most viruses are, you might say killed, although they're not really living entities like bacteria, for example, but you can still say they're killed or they're weakened by UV light. This is why viruses don't like sunlight. It's why sunlight is a disinfectant, by the way. UV light can be used to destroy and kill or deactivate most viruses. And so this is what's used to attenuate the viruses in vaccines. However, we have seen evidence and documented evidence that from time to time, these batches of vaccines are not subjected to sufficient UV light, and so they're not attenuated. They are live viruses. And a company called Baxter was caught several years ago shipping live viral batches to be used in vaccine manufacturing to vaccine manufacturers all around the world in many different countries. Again, the company's called Baxter. You can look this up at Natural News as well. And so the viruses that were supposed to be weakened and deactivated were actually fully live and activated, which means that children that were being injected with those vaccines, which could have been MMR vaccines or flu shots, were actually being given measles. In other words, the vaccine was injecting the children with the disease, causing the outbreak that then always leads to a mass media hysteria that blames the unvaccinated children. So it's the perfect scam, you see. When the vaccines themselves cause disease, the media blames the unvaccinated children and immediately demands that everybody else run out and get vaccinated. With what? With the vaccines that, again, in some cases, are actually giving you the disease they claim to prevent. Isn't that fascinating? This is why, by the way, many outbreaks of measles tend to occur among groups of children who have been largely vaccinated, and the individuals within that group are often already vaccinated as well. So you might say, well, how can this be? The answer is because the narrative behind vaccines, which pretends that there's some kind of bulletproof shield against infectious disease with near 100% effectiveness, is complete quack science bunk. It's pseudoscience. It's marketing. And in reality, sometimes these vaccine companies are injecting children with disease that results in the panic, in the hysteria, and in the selling of more vaccines and further condemnation of unvaccinated children. Think about this. How was SB 277 passed in California? It was in the aftermath of a measles outbreak at Disneyland that was latched onto by the media to proclaim that unvaccinated children were a danger to the public. Well, what if the measles outbreak in Disneyland was caused by the distribution of live viruses? Wouldn't it be a brilliant ploy for the vaccine industry to have caused the outbreak, effectively a disease false flag or an outbreak false flag, creating the hysteria, after which they gave money to Richard Pan, the senator in California, to pass SB 277 that mandates vaccines across all of California, rips children out of school if they don't get vaccinated, and even after all of that has taken place, there are still outbreaks in California schools among children who were already vaccinated. It's the perfect evil genius marketing plan for the vaccine industry. That is exactly what they have done. That's what they pulled off, and they are in the process of planning more disease outbreak false flags all across America, especially in children's areas like Disney. Maybe the next one will be in Disney World or public schools, in order to create this panic. In truth, what would be far better for children is just make sure they have good nutrition, better vitamin D, better vitamin C, stronger immune function, better nutrition. Instead of the processed junk food that they're raised on, why not serve them healthy, even organic school lunches? And then infectious disease doesn't spread as easily among those children. Isn't it fascinating? So if you want to learn more about all of this, check out The Truth About Vaccines. What is it? A summit, really? A conference? No, it's a bunch of videos. It's like a docu-series, mini documentary. I'm part of it. Many other people are part of it. And you'll learn a wealth of fascinating, eye-opening information that the vaccine industry and the fake news mainstream media will never tell you. Check it out at naturalnewssummits.com. You'll find the link there. And you can also get my special conference that teaches you how to protect your brain from the aluminum and the mercury that's in vaccines, just in case you're ever forced to take a vaccine at gunpoint, which is what it's coming to in this country. Medical tyranny, right? The government owns your body and is going to inject you with whatever they say is in your best interest. That's what it's come to. It's medical insanity. It's a total violation of medical ethics. But that's how powerful the vaccine industry has become. Powerful and evil. So protect yourself now. Go to naturalnewssummits.com, get my special conference, and sign up for the truth about vaccines. Thank you for listening. This is Mike Adams, the Health Ranger. Click subscribe to stay plugged in to the Health Ranger Report. When it comes to real science behind nutritional supplements and personal care products, even superfoods and nutrients, nobody pays as much attention to what's in your products as we do at healthrangerstore.com. We have an in-house laboratory, ISO accredited. We do mass spec testing for heavy metals, herbicides like glyphosate, bacteria, microbiology testing, including E. coli and salmonella, yeast and mold, and others. We do extensive testing, and we reject 80% of the raw materials lots that we test. And we only use the top 20% that pass our stringent requirements for ultra clean food, supplements, personal care products, and green living home products like eco-friendly laundry detergent, body soaps, dishwasher detergent, things for your home, things for your body, things that are good for the environment and good for you, and that we can verify through our science. Because our position is we don't trust any supplier of raw materials. We've been in this industry for long enough to know that there's all kinds of organic fraud, counterfeit certifications, fake claims, and just a lack of basic testing out there. Heavy metals inundate the supply of superfoods, and even organics often will contain glyphosate and other toxic herbicides and pesticides. That's why we do this testing. We've learned not to trust any source in the industry, and that it takes determined, consistent testing to produce clean products. And that's why people shop with us. That's why we have over 100,000 customers at healthrangerstore.com who have come to trust us, to trust our lab testing, to know that we provide the world's cleanest foods, supplements, and superfoods using today's best science, the best, the most expensive scientific instruments in the world, triple quad mass spectrometry, ICP-MS for heavy metals analysis. We also have single quad mass specs and other instruments, time of flight, tandem mass spec time of flight instrument, and other things. To get our lab tested products, just go to healthrangerstore.com/science. That's healthrangerstore.com/science. There you'll find hundreds of products that have been laboratory tested, verified for your safety and efficacy and product honesty. Again, that URL, type it into your browser, is healthrangerstore.com/science. We do extensive testing like no one. No one does this, and especially not Amazon, where they sell products that are loaded with toxic lead and high levels of aluminum that are off the charts that you can't even believe. I mean, if you want to eat lead and aluminum, buy supplements from Amazon. But if you want good science-backed clean food and clean supplements, you get that from healthrangerstore.com. That's what people have come to know us for providing, and that's why people keep coming back to us. We are dedicated to this testing, and we continue to make investments in our laboratory facilities to bring you the cleanest, most verified nutritional products in the world. No one else does what we do. No one. We are leading the world in clean food, and you can take advantage of that right now at healthrangerstore.com. I'm Mike Adams, the Health Ranger. I thank you for your support. There's much more to come. The more you support us, the more we can produce content to help educate the world and uplift people through natural solutions based on nutrition and superfoods, disease prevention, cognitive enhancement, anti-aging technology, and much more. Thank you for your support.